Unit 4, page 39, exercise 1.
They will make the world a better place. Our magazine asked high school students about the future. Many students have definite plans for their future life, but others don't know what they're going to do. How about you? Who will you be 10 years from now? Where will you live? Do you think the world will be a better place? Teenager Nathan Rebelo has some strong ideas about his future.
If I get married, I won't have more than one child. Today there are more than 7 billion people on the planet, and overpopulation is going to be a big problem.
However, Nathan generally feels positive about the future.
Most teenagers know about the world's problems and they want to change things. We're lucky because we have a good education, and this will help us make the world a better place.
Nathan also has career plans.
In 5 years, I'll be 20, and I hope to be in college. I want to be an architect, and I'll have to study hard if I want to graduate. If I become a successful architect, I'll design sustainable buildings. And I won't live in a big city.
Rachel Barnes is enthusiastic about her future.
In 10 years, I'll be 26. I'm not sure where I'll be, but I hope I'll have good qualifications. I'm going to apply to medical school. If I graduate, I'll be a doctor. I won't get married very young. I want to see the world first. I'd like to work on health projects in Africa.
Rachel is worried about the future.
My generation will be in charge of the country in 30 years, and things won't be easy. We'll have to clean up the environment and find new forms of sustainable energy.
Rachel hates it when adults criticize teenagers.
Adults are responsible for the world's problems, but today's teenagers will have to solve them.